Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with us, my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Don Boudreau. He's a professor of economics at George Mason University, with one of the storied departments for the education of economics in the world. He's the author of the book Globalization. And Don, thanks again for being here. You know, back in 1969, I was a sophomore in college. And we had a recession that year. And the recession was brought on by the winding down of the Vietnam War. In other words, as the government stopped spending as much money on the war, it had a negative effect on the economy to the point where there was a small recession. I got laid off in that recession, and I had to go find another job, which I did. But I was just a kid, and it introduced me to the yin and the yang of what happens when the government puts money, when the government giveth money and the government taketh away money. And that's what, as I said, that's what I'm concerned about right now. As QE2 ends, what's going to happen? It hasn't helped. Could the damage be worse than the benefit?
Well, the story I like to tell is it's one I get from the great Nobel Prize-winning economist F.A. Hayek. It's like having a tiger by the tail. You know, if you keep pumping money into the economy, you can make people feel better about the economy. But it's all fake. It's a fake feeling. It's like being drunk.
Right.
And but the more money you pump in, the more you mess things up. Now, eventually, you got to let go. You got to stop pumping the money in. There'll be a short term, like a hangover. There'll be short-term suffering, no doubt, because the economy has to readjust itself to getting off the money machine, the money creation machine. And the analogy that Hayek uses is the tiger by the tail. So you're holding the tiger by the tail, and if you let go, you kind of risk that this thing's going to bite you. But the longer you hold him, the more angry he gets. And so you have this, talk about yin and yang. You know, the temptation is to keep holding this tiger by the tail, keep pumping the money in, because you don't want to let go to suffer his anger, but he gets more and more angry. The problem gets worse and worse the longer you hang on. And the best thing to do is just to let go, take the short-run consequences, because the longer you hold on, the longer you keep pumping money in, the worse it's going to be. And eventually, that tiger is going to break away from you. And so,
well,
you know, look, prosperity is created by letting people, by letting entrepreneurs and businesses and investors find their way to satisfying real consumer demands. And when the government gets involved, either through fiscal spending or creating money, it gives people the wrong signals about what consumers really want. It sends out all these falsehoods and lies into the economy about the true nature of the economy, about the true health of the economy. And
what should be done now? President Boudreau, what would be your first steps toward the economy?
Oh boy. Well, if we're talking about just the money supply issue, I would stop it now. And yes, when you stop it now, there's going to be a spike up even further in unemployment and slower GDP growth. But the benefit is we're getting all that poison out of the system, and so we'll be better able sooner to get back on track.
Would that contribute? Would that strengthen the dollar?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Strengthen the dollar and bring down commodity prices. Bring down oil prices.
Exactly right. In addition to that, you know, this is not a magic formula. In addition to that, I would dramatically lower taxes. I would move to a flat tax for if we're going to keep an income
how
tax.
Much?
I would move to
how much?
Percentage rate?
15%?
No higher than, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's government programs.
That's on all income, no little or no deductions, right?
Yes, I'd make it truly flat.
Yeah.
It's only because that makes things more certain, and it makes the tax system a lot simpler. People
And it allows small business owners, and the big guys too, I guess, but I'm not their advocate. I'm the advocate for small business.
Sure.
It allows small businesses to plan long term for their bottom line, including what the tax bill is going to be. They calculate what they project their sales and their profits for the next year or five. And they put a standard percentage in there for the taxes. They know what they're paid. They know what kind of margins to charge because of all the expenses, including taxes. Today,
right. I think it's especially. Yeah,
I was just going to say today we've got
small business.
Today, when small business owners did not know what their 2011 bill was going to be, really until the end of December of 2010. That's no way to run a railroad, Don.
No. No, exactly. Like people are uncertain,
and they wonder why. And President Obama wonders why the economy is not jumping leaping off the ground.
Well, President Obama should look in the mirror because he'll see one of the big reasons. And if he puts Nancy Pelosi in front of the mirror with him, he'll see another one of the big reasons.
See, this is not, and even I mean, you're a professional economist. You know, I'm a frustrated economist, Don. I can see that. If I can see it, a lowly talk show host, Don. If I can see it, you think anybody would be able to see it? And you would think that would transcend politics, wouldn't you?
Jim, look, the basic truths of economics. You don't have to have a PhD in economics to understand them. You just have to have common sense and open eyes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing really brilliant.
And that should transcend politics because that's the foundation for all political parties. And that's the thing.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
It should be. But of course, I'm maybe more cynical than you are.
Don, hold on to that cynical thought. The next segment is going to be all about cynicism, folks, with our good friend Dr. Don Boudreau, professor of economics at George Mason University. His book is called Globalization, and CafeHayek.com is the website, right, Don?
Yep.
Okay. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.